one of the issues we want to clarify is the halacha of chatzitza regards to tefillin. Chatzitza under the shorosh, chatzitza on the shayad. If a person has something on his arm or on his head, is there a problem of chatzitza? So that, it's a machlokes rishonim whether whether there's an issue of chatzitza regards to tefillin. The Rashi was talking about the shorosh. Some say he needs to refer to the shayad also. That you may, can you have something underneath the tefillin? So we passed in regards to the tefillin, right? Priced in Rosh says that there's a problem with chatzitza in regards to the tefillin. So a person under the tefillin, where his head is, should not have anything else there. So say a person took a haircut and he has loose hairs, which he just let, you know, topped the barber that morning, and then he realized he hadn't put on tefillin yet that day. He hadn't washed his, taken a shower yet, so he has loose hairs under the tefillin. So you have a problem with the loose hairs under the tefillin. As regards to where the actual bias is, the same thing, a person on his arm, he has a bandage there, so he can't have his sleeve under the tefillin, can't have a bandage there. What about the ritzuis? So the Ramos says there's no problem chatzitza in regards to the ritzuis. Mishabura says that halacha, there's no problem chatzitza in regards to the ritzuis, does not mean in the place of where the ritzuis is necessary. The case of the tzuah, the actual kshira of the tzuah is necessary. There is a problem with chatzitza. So the shalroish is on his head, but he has the tzuah going around the two sides of the head. That's required tzuah. Person that daycare is in of wearing the tzuah, that also would be a problem with chatzitza. The shalyad, where he puts the shalyad on, so he, the area where he ties the shalyad, that's a problem. That is a problem with chatzitza. So over there also, there should not be anything between the ritzua and the arm, or the ritzua and the head. However, the Mishabura seems to say that the area of just the person's wrapping the tefillin around his arm, there's a problem of chatzitza over there. Because there's one sheet that tells no problem of chatzitza by tefillin at all. And then the second says there is, but only not by the ritzua. And we're saying even that is only referring to the ritzua, which is not necessary. But the air of the ritzua, which is necessary, there's a problem of chatzitza. But the air which is not necessary, there's no problem of chatzitza. If Rimagadim, however, takes it a step further and says that the whole area where a person's wearing is the ritzua is a problem of chatzitza. So the question some people have, can you wear your watch? Do you have to take off your watch before you put on tefillin? So according to the Rimagadim, you would have to take off your watch. According to Mishabur, you would not have to take off your watch. So some questions suggest that therefore the person doesn't have any need to, it's, let's say it's difficult, whatever it is, to take it off. He finds it difficult, so you rely on the Shabbos, it's not a problem. But obviously, if a person, there's no reason why a person, the doctor has to wear his watch, so why not be used to the Prima Gadim also? So, Mikrodin, it's not a problem of chatzitza, but so you see somebody else wearing a watch, you don't have to say, point out anything to them, that's fine. There's no problem of chatzitza by the Ritzuas. However, in regards to, obviously, if a person could, it'd be used to, according to all opinions, that'd be preferred. Let's say a person has a maka. The person he hurt himself and he has a bandage on his arm. Or a person has something on his head. So what do you do in the situation? You would put on tefillin in that situation, according to the Rashi, there's no problem with chatzitza. However, a bracha, however, you cannot make, because according to the Rashi, there's no problem with chatzitza. The person would have a problem if he would have a bandage on his arm, where he's wearing a tefillin, or on his head, where he's wearing a tefillin, you would put on without making a bracha. How, since the brachas we said go for both of them. So theoretically, you're making for the even if a person could not make the bracha on the shayad, he makes both brachas on the shalrosh according to the minhag of Ashkenazim. Right? Or if he has a problem with the shalrosh, so he makes at least the bracha on the shayad. He was just not making the bracha on the shalrosh. So the fact that you cannot make the bracha on that specific tefillin doesn't prevent you from making all the brachas that you're supposed to be making. Okay, have a good morning.